Excellencies, Chairperson, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pleased to note that the FAO takes an active role in implementation of Agenda 2030 and the Sustainable Development Goals. I would like to emphasize how important this is for Norway. And as guest country to the G20 this year, Norway has taken an active role to promote Agenda 2030 also in that arena. Chairman, Norway welcomes the FAO report, The Future of Food and Agriculture. It lists the many conflicts, trends and challenges that food and agriculture will be faced with if we are to eradicate food insecurity and malnutrition by 2030. We must improve income earning opportunities in rural areas, transform agriculture to attract the young, and address the root causes of migration. At the same time, we must make food systems more efficient, inclusive and resilient to meet crises, disasters and conflicts. Chair, Norway is a small country with an open economy dependent on trade. Global cooperation is therefore important to meet global challenges such as hunger and undernutrition, poverty and climate change, and an increasing demand for energy. Food security in Norway is good and based on both sustainable farming on limited arable land, trade, and sustainable fisheries and aquaculture. Food production in agriculture shall increase and be more efficient, with high standards of food safety and animal welfare. I would also like to emphasize that Norway, as the first country in the world, has presented a government white paper on the role of the oceans in Norway's foreign policy. In March this year, the Norwegian government launched a new action plan on healthier diet. It will contribute to the follow-up on the UN Decade of Nutrition. Further, I'm also pleased to announce that Norway has launched a global action network on sustainable food from the oceans. Chairperson, antimicrobial resistance is one of the greatest global health threats in our time. And we must stop producing food in a way that endangers our health. AMR knows no boundaries, neither geographical nor sectorial. If we are to combat AMR, we must take on a One Health perspective and ensure that all relevant sectors cooperate to this end. I hosted a meeting for the Nordic Council of Ministers last week, and AMR was on the top of our agenda. We committed ourselves to a joint stance against antimicrobial resistance through increased regional cooperation. Global cooperation is fundamental for dealing with antimicrobial resistance. Combating AMR requires a global and multisectoral approach. I encourage and expect all major food producing countries to follow the EU example and ban the use of antibiotics as growth promoters. The EU action plan and cross-sectoral approach should be an inspiration to us all. It is also of utmost importance to ensure that prescribing of antibiotics should not have a strong economic incentive, as it is the case in many countries. The time has come to reserve some categories of antibiotics for human treatment only and not allow them to be used in veterinary medicine. If we do not take efficient action worldwide, we face a future without effective antibiotics. The FAO must take a lead role as key organization for global food security. Mr. Chair, FAO has a vital role to play in providing resources assessments for sustainable forest management. We trust that FAO will continue to develop the forest resource assessment in a way that it will remain the main source of information on forest resources. Forests are of fundamental importance in the light of Agenda 2030 and the Paris Agreement on climate change. Norway has been a leading contributor to efforts aimed at reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation in developing countries for a decade. We will remain committed to this agenda in the years to come. Mr. Chair, we commend FAO for its expertise and visibility in the area of managing marine resources sustainably. In March, a 43-year-long cooperation in fisheries research between the FAO, Norway and several coastal states was assured continuity through the new research vessel Dr. Fridtjof Nansen No. 3. In May, we were hosting the first meeting of the parties to the agreement on state port measures to combat illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing. Mr. Chair, we will still continue to contribute and we wish us all a fruitful week of discussion. Thank you for your attention.